Well, it's my pleasure to present Thierry Géraud from EPITA. He's going to talk about the Milena generic library, image processing.
Thank you. So yet another image processing library. We just have the most sexy name of the day. Yeah. So that's the main difference to begin with. Okay. So actually, that's a library which is part of a platform, the Olina platform. So that's the requirement. We have to talk about what, who, how, etc. It is developed at EPITA Research and Development Laboratory. And we've got some distributions, Debian, MacPorts, etc. Well, mainly it's an image processing library written in C++. We just have some Python bindings, okay? This is an actual free and open software project. That means we rely on common open software tools. Well, we've got two maintainers that are permanent staff. So I think that's great for such a project. And we've got also a wiki, that means HTML pages. Here, you can see the project, the web pages of the project, and access to track, the backtrack system, etc., GitWeb, BuildBot, statistics, well, different things, and an online documentation, which is really important, with the user reference documentation in particular, where you can seek a lot of information just by using the search entry up there, okay? Well, back to the slide. Since it's an image processing library, we want to process, okay? Just consider that there's a lot of 2D image libraries that provide us with such very, very common operators, component labeling, influence zone transform, etc., okay? We've got a very basic problem to solve, text line identification, okay? So let's run. We've got that result. In red, you can see the watershed line. That means a set of points in the 2D image. Well, actually, it's a world segmentation of the document. And an idea to solve our problem is to label the first points. That means the points that are in the first column of the 2D image. Here, the label is a dot with a color just to see the labels well. And then we want to propagate those labels. For example, the point, the red point here, will belong to the line space corresponding to the blue label because it is closest on the red network. It is closest to the blue label than to the other ones, okay? Very easy. That means we want to get that result. The first question is, how difficult is it to get this result since we've got a 2D image library with two common tools, operators, component labeling, and influence zone computation? So I guess you've got those tools, 2D image, two operators. How do you do that? Well, there are several solutions. First, you can't do that, okay? That's no good. The second solution is maybe you can do that, but you don't know exactly how to do that. That's not good. You can do that, but you need to copy, paste, and modify some code. That's not good at all. Another option is you can do that, but it will take many steps, except that you've heard the solution. You just need two steps, okay? One, the labeling, then the influence zone computation, okay. If you answer that you can do that in a very few lines of code, that's great, okay? And we want that. there's a lot of untruths about image processing library. There's just one. If you need to process some particular images, for example, parts of images, that's the case in the example, because you want to run the influence zone transform only on the red points of the image, only on the watershed line. If you need to process 3D images, videos, huge 2D images, huge ones, that means, okay, you don't have enough RAM to run the operators on those images. 2D plus T data, ND data, etc. Exotic, very exotic structures like graphs. On graphs, you can run image processing operators, of course. Meshes, and so on. Well, a command and truth is that it's totally normal that my tool can't do that. Okay? That I should get a specific tool for that. And you know, that's not true. I guess you know that. Some clues. Of course, a tool has a parameter. That means a lot of things you can do with it. But this parameter should not be so limited. Okay? So, a lot of image processing practitioners just accept that their tools are limited. You know that? You accept it? But when you come from computer science, you know that if your tool is too limited, either you can hack it or just change your tool. Okay? So we've tried to change our tool. Well, the Milena library has a big goal, aim, favor the potential over the provided features. That means we try to make things possible in the library instead of providing immediately a lot of features, a lot of image processing operators, like, well, you've seen the lists in the previous presentation. Thus, we propose a library that is not dedicated to a specific domain, astronomy, medical imaging, etc., and that is not dedicated neither to a class of image processing operators, like mathematical morphology, mega waves, dangerous mega waves, etc. That means a library where, if an operator can run on a specific data, then you can run this operator on this specific data, because it's general. You know that representation, because you have seen it already. There's a lot of algorithm, there's a lot of data types as inputs of the algorithms. So that's a classical decomposition. Okay. Not to be limited means that when you take a given algorithm, you code it once, of course, and it can apply on as many data types as the theory says it can apply on. Okay? That means that space actually is a possibility space. Well, we try to cover that space as much as possible. About general, you understand that we've got a generic library in C++. Some myths. With a generic library, one is forced to code in a generic way. That's not true. If it's generic, it's much pain in the for the user. A library is either generic or is not generic. That's not true. To obtain a generic library, you just have to add the template keyword somewhere. Put it random, if you want. That's not true. Well, what are the features of our sexy library? Well, we try to make it simple for the user and to keep it simple for the user. We try to make it efficient because we wanted to use it in an industrial context, actually in a lot of industrial contexts. And we try to reach an effective high level of generosity. Not just to be a little generic, but highly generic, as highly generic as possible. Okay. It's very hard to get all those features at the same time, of course. About user-friendliness, we consider that we have to provide many data types for the practitioner, because the practitioner don't come always from computer science. That means, well, the developing skills are not so high, not enough, high enough. So we provide value types, image types, and a huge collection of other tools, okay? So that the user just has to code image processing solutions to problems or algorithms. The collection of tools make that an IP solution chain is just to pass object to procedures, just like in C, actually. The writing of algorithm, well, an IP practitioner has to code some algorithm sometimes. It should be very close to the practitioner language. Okay, so we will see what's the point here. And we try to keep that simple so that the practitioner can focus on image processing, not on computer science, on programming. Well, here are some kind of images we may need to process. We have to process Lena, graphs, and rabbits. Well, in this example, we've got the same algorithm that runs on all those types of images. Except that, well, when you've got a graph here, you've got two different entities, vertices and the edges. And of course, when, for example, you want to compute a gradient like, you want to put the value on the edges from the values that you've got on the vertices, except that the gradient algorithm. It means that if your gradient algorithm is generic, you can do that, okay, with the library. That's the same code, the same gradient computation code, okay, if it is generic. Actually, the rabbit is a very complex animal with zero faces, one faces, 2D faces, the triangles, okay? So you've got different sets of different entities, except all those sets can enter the watershed algorithm to get those, that result, okay? Yadei. Okay, so yet another dilatation algorithm implementation. Like the other presentation. We want to translate that algorithm into C++ code. As you can see, you can recognize which algorithm it is. A dilation? Okay, you know that. Actually, we used two solutions to write, to have that algorithm on the right part of that slide. As you have seen with the previous presentation, when it is programmed with generic programming, that means the algorithm should go from the left part of the slide to the right part of the slide, okay? Because there's a lot of symbols to add, to write. Yeah? You've seen that. Okay. So, face that problem, we use two solutions. The first one is very simple. We use smaller fonts, okay? So that can be only on the right part. The second solution is, provided by the library. We try to mimic the language of the practitioner. That is C++ code. When you define D, the domain of the image, and you iterate for all p over that domain, you declare d over p over d, and you write for all p. For all n in the neighborhood of p, n is declared to be in the neighborhood of p, and you iterate for all n. So on the right part, that's the actual code of the library. So we can see that it's the actual code of the library. Or we will see a similar code if we search the dilation. Dilation takes an image and the sliding window, okay? We can access the dilation, then get there. It's just here. Okay, so I guess you can recognize that code, except here it's an implementation dedicated to binary images. Because, of course, even if your algorithm is generic, you have to specialize it to get efficiency. The specialization here is to add a test first, and then a break in the inner loop. Okay? That's a generic implementation of a binary dilation. Except that curl is not as efficient as it should. You have to specialize it to be able to use pointer arithmetics if and only if, of course, your image is encoded in a linear buffer, etc., etc. When you've got some conditions, then you can run that algorithm. I guess you can write it, except that there's no pointer in that code, but there are pointers just behind that code. You don't do the pointer arithmetics. Perhaps I should say that pointer arithmetics is a loaded gun, okay? You know that, okay? So you don't have to use it, but actually you use it. When you are just a client of the library, all you have to do is call the procedure. That means you don't even know that there are several implementations just to guarantee that you've got, at the end, the most efficient implementation that you can get from that operator. Okay? What is the next slide? Oh, ILO generic, easy to read, really that hard to write. It's generic programming on the right. As I said, we wanted to use that library to in a practical context. So we process a lot of different kinds of images, even huge images, very huge images, to perform some different tasks of image processing and pattern recognition. Actually, in this slide, there are no lists of algorithms provided by the library because it's just in the documentation. Okay? And because there's no way saying that we've got that algorithm because just, well, if you're not highly generic, your algorithm don't run on some particular types of images. So the right way to say that is I've got that algorithm that can run and input that kind of type of image. Okay? And there's only usually a short list of image that you can input. Well, actually, there are industrial products that run Millenine side. Okay, we've said we have our capabilities, but actually we have a lot of features immediately available. Back to the initial example, I can run a movie. Oh, that's the algorithm running. That's the generic algorithm running. That means we don't have modified the algorithm to get that video. Okay? We can have the same result with the dilation because, the example was not the dilation. What we need to solve the initial example? Well, we have to label is a 2D image, blah, 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 blah. Fill label with zero, label the points of the watershed line, restrict plot to the first column, etc. Compute the influence zone of label only on the watershed frontiers, etc., etc., and get the output. That means it's just some IP classic work. That's the translation into the library. It means we take the result of the watershed transform restricted to the first column. To compute the influence zone, we compute the influence zone on the label image restricted to the pointwise value of the watershed being the value of the watershed line here, zero, etc. And at the end, we colorize, etc., etc. That means we just translate our problem into C++. As you can see, it's just like C code. Well, a little bit more complicated, but just like C code. We've got objects, values, we pass object values to procedures. Operators sometimes. There's only a few basic concepts used in the image processing Milena library, used in image processing that are mapped in Milena, for example, image neighborhood. That means the user has to understand those concepts. There's not many of them to learn. Well, what the state of the project? It is just mature, but we want to better the documentation, etc., etc. We've got a lot. We've got some publication on our website. So that's all. If you've got any questions.
We have time for a short question.
My question is, when you reduce the line of code, because you invent a new grammar, typically it's quite a new grammar with new rules. If you come back to the example of the deletion.
This one?
Yes, this one.
No, it's not a new grammar. It's just like C++. You've got a type, then a variable, then the information to instantiate the object, to construct the object. For example, P is on the domain, on the input image domain. For all P is just a macro, but a very simple macro. If you prefer to write for P first up to P is done, P next. You can do that. If input P, the access of the value at point P in the image input is just an operator. In C++, you can have operator overloading, equal, equal, it's just C++.
Okay.
And it's C++ 98.
Okay.
Not 2K11. 2K11, just 98, yeah. So very basic C++.
Okay, we may thank the speaker again.